Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
So, Joshua, we are in July. It's crazy to admit that. Rookies will report for training camp on July 16th. Vets will be there 1 week later on July 23rd. And I'm setting the table because Daniel asked that this coaching regime has showed a desire for player development. For example, Austin Jackson went from borderline bust to breakout player worthy of an extension. Who on offense are you looking forward to take that next step? And then maybe on defense too.
I feel gross, and I feel like we might have the same one here, but on offense, for me, I got to go with Liam Eichenberg, right? I mean, it seems like he's going to be a starter there on that offensive line. We realize the Dolphins gave up capital to move up there and draft him. We've all seen it like Daniel said. We saw it with Austin Jackson, some of these other players. So for me, it has to be Liam Eichenberg because that offensive line, we need guards. We need someone to step up, and he seems to be that veteran presence the Dolphins are relying on. To me, the biggest the scariest thing, though, with Liam Eichenberg is the fact that he is still slotted as that backup center. So that would be my offensive player. Jake, do you want to jump in and give your take on offense and then maybe defense? So I just don't want to step on your toes again because it seems to be the way we go on this pod.
Nah, man, I like the answer. Honestly, I wanted to hear what you had for offense because I had a really hard time with this one. Like, think about how the way the Dolphins are built. There haven't been a lot of player changes in recent years, right? You're switching out wide receiver three. The Dolphins haven't had the draft capital to go out and get the guys who are going to come in year after year and step in and be those guys to grow. So I think Liam Eichenberg, someone on that offensive line, if you wanted to maybe pitch Rob Jones takes the spot and he doesn't let go, something like that, I think I'd believe it too. But I think Liam Eichenberg makes a lot of sense just because he's going to have so many damn opportunities to, whether it's right guard, whether it's center, to claim one of those starting jobs after really struggling and being, I think, one of PFF's favorite targets in terms of just bad stats.
Yeah, not to get too far down the rabbit hole here, but could we say Tua Tagovailoa in this situation? I know everyone wants to always go back to Tua, but the next step would be what? winning the division, you know, doing more than just those hollow stats, winning a playoff game, things like that. So maybe that would be that next step that we like want to see. So I still think it might be Liam Eichenberg, but just a way to bring two into this, because, you know, we love to do that. Jake, who do you got on defense? Because for me, that might have been a little bit more difficult for me than the offense.
Defense, I went Kader Kohou. Just considering he's been in this unit for 3 years now, obviously you're looking at three different defensive coordinators at this point. 5'10", he was really put into a tough spot last year, especially being isolated scenarios against number one wide receivers like Stephon Diggs. I think Anthony Weaver in this defense is going to do a better job of really helping that center of the field not be the biggest weakness for the Dolphins. Josh, did you see, like, it was right before 4th of July, but the Titans game was going around on social media. I think it was Warren Sharp who shared it again, and it was just showing the Will Levis passes. And, man, it was so many just, like, dump-offs, waiting for the running back to run over the middle of the field. Chig Okonkwo, the tight end, I think he did the same thing, where it just seemed like the middle of the field was the biggest issue for the Dolphins. So I'm really thinking Kader Kohou could take that next step, because this defense is going to do a lot, be a lot better in terms of just cleaning up the middle of the field.
Yeah, that's a good answer. For me, I had two guys down. I wish I could put Cam Smith down. I know there's a question about Cam Smith later, but I don't know that in year two he's really going to be called upon to take that next step. For me, and I don't really know if it's, you know, maybe I'm copping out here, maybe I'm looking at it from an analyst perspective, or maybe some of these other teams, but do you think Javon Holland needs to take a next step? I mean, last year, I think Javon Holland's a star in this defense. I think he's a guy that this defense cannot do without, but as we hear, you know, we're moving to a new system last season. You know, maybe it wasn't the season that Javon Holland had hoped for. I kind of feel like there's still another level to him that I foresee him taking. So I had Javon Holland down, and then another guy that I truly love and I think that can really take the next step, quote unquote, is Zach Sealer. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, kind of has been overshadowed by Christian Wilkins. A lot of people say he's going to miss Christian Wilkins. That's going to be true, but Christian Wilkins is also going to miss Zach Sealer. So I want to see him also take that next step and prove that, you know, he was doing more for Christian Wilkins than maybe Christian Wilkins was doing for him, and that pains me to say. So those may be the two guys that are necessarily, in my opinion, no, they're stars by Dolphin fans. Maybe a lot of us think they're stars, but Javon Holland doesn't have a new contract. We don't know how he fits in this defense. Zach Sealer, we don't know how he is with Kyle Christian Wilkins. Want to see him step up. But Kader Kohou, man, that's a great answer, because I think Kat said it in a previous pod. He could be that, you know, he could be what really gets his defense going if he can be that true nickel that we've seen from him in the past.
There is something with Javon Holland, and we've seen it, right? We've seen that top three safety in the league. I think Pro Football Focus had him 2 years ago as their, you know, top three safety. I think what is frustrating is, as a rookie, played 16 games last year, 2022, I should say, 17 games. It seemed like he was right there, the 99-yard return against the Jets, the interception return on Black Friday. And then the knee injuries just, I think, derailed all the momentum he had. I think if Javon Holland finished the season, I think we'd be talking about him a little differently. He had a career-high 3 forced fumbles, the one interception in just 12 games played. I think if he finishes up the season, I think we're really banging on the table to get this contract done this year and not to really, you know, let this get close to testing free agency or anything like that, because I think we'd have the conversation. I think the conversation might be a lot easier if he just finished the season, because he was primed to be that standout safety in that Vic Fangio defense. There's no doubt about that. But it's frustrating because we're blaming it on injuries in a sense, but, like, you just wanted to see it. You wanted him to stay a top three safety for the entire year, not just, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks and just see him just, you know, plant the flag. I am a top safety in the league.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think Winfield Jr. just became the highest paid safety. He's a guy Dolphin fans were absolutely gushing about. So we know Javon Holland could be that level. I mean, I don't know if it's right or wrong to kind of give these players on defense a mulligan for last season, because, you know, how upset they were with Vic Fangio and things like that. But either way, I think we can both agree that we saw Javon Holland hitting that quote unquote superstar status, and he's still waiting to, you know, ascend, I guess is the word. I'm not sure.
I think the issue with the Vangio defense, and I'm really boiling this down where I don't know if it's, like, even makes sense, but the best players were Miami's best players, and that's it. Like the defense let Miami's best talent really shine. You think about Wilkins getting his 10 sacks, Bradley Chubb leading the team in sacks. Javon Holland, I think, actually was really showing off with the forced fumbles. I think he set a career high in snaps played at slot cornerback and even in the box. But then you had issues where Kader Kohou was on an island. You had safeties that were absolutely lost. You had Brandon Jones struggling to find himself at times. You had the linebackers a little out of place. So I do think that could be a scenario where the defense for Vic Fangio. It made those top guys maybe want to get paid a little bit more, but it definitely hurt the defense as a whole.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.